Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise God. And I have ministered along this line before, but I felt to go this way yesterday afternoon. And we're just going to talk about deliverance here this morning. And we have been talking about divine healing, and I've been preaching about divine healing. And we want to give God the opportunity to heal us. We want to continue to press in. Amen. And salvation and victory and healing, they all go together. And I know myself, there were times when I first came to the Lord, I wanted the Holy Ghost, and I prayed for the Holy Ghost. I came up every single service, and I went to the altar, folks gathered around me, and there were times that I came to the altar, and I didn't feel anything, I didn't receive anything that I knew of, but I had determined in my mind, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to pray till the Holy Ghost comes down. And thank God he honored that, and the Holy Ghost came down, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. I believe it's the same way with healing. I'm just going to continue to come and pray and seek the Lord and give him an opportunity to heal. Praise God. Well, let's pray together. Let's ask for the help of the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We ask you to anoint it. And Lord, we ask you to give us liberty through the Word of God this morning. Help us, speak to us, touch us today. Give you thanks and praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated this morning. Praise God. I was thinking about this, and those who are earnestly seeking for help and victory, there is one thing that we've got to understand when we approach God with a need. And certainly we all have needs, but Paul said, My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. And we have a high goal here this morning. We have set our goal at a very high place, and that is that we want to be counted worthy to go to heaven, that we want to be with the Lord for all of eternity. It is a high calling. The Bible calls it a high calling. And it's not for those that are just going to play church, amen, but it is for those that understand that we are in a time that we need deliverance, amen. All of us need deliverance from something in our life, and I want to talk about that here this morning. And there is the need to understand deliverance. Amen. Deliverance is something that sets a person free. There are many different ways that we could talk about deliverance here this morning, but there are times when things bind us and hinder us, things that rise up out of the ground, as it were, and the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Psalm chapter 34, verse 17, and David was writing about the righteous here. And three different times in these three verses of Scripture, he talks about the righteous. And we think sometimes that because we're going to church, that's going to exempt us from troubles, or that we are serving God, it's going to exempt us from problems and situations in our life. But that's not what the Scripture tells us here. It says here, Psalm 34, 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Amen. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. That's the word of God this morning. And so the first one there, he said, the righteous cry, and we cry out to him. And when we do, he delivers us. And his deliverance comes because God has ears to hear. Amen. And God will hear our prayers. And John spoke of it, and he said, we know that he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, then we have the petitions that we ask of him. And so there is an understanding this morning that we've got to have of deliverance. And then it says, the Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And so when we understand that God is our help, amen, the Lord is our help this morning. Well, praise the Lord. God is our help this morning. And if you need help today, he is available to you. But we must come to him with a broken heart and with a contrite or a humble spirit. And then he talks about the righteous again and says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. And the reason is because the enemy of our soul doesn't want us to reach our high goal. The flesh that we reside in this morning will hinder us. The world, John said, we know that the world hates us. And it is the same today. We are living in a time when there is much persecution of anything that says itself is Christian and professes the name of Jesus Christ or the cross of Christ. Amen. And many are the afflictions, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. I serve a God this morning that is able to deliver. I serve a God this morning that wants to deliver us and to help us to understand the freedom and the joy of victory. There is nothing like going through a battle and having victory on the other side of it. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. The word delivereth here is to snatch away, to deliver, to escape. And to preserve or to recover or to rescue. Amen. The Lord rescues us out of them. And the Lord helps us to escape them. I look at the scripture and it says that he will not put on us a burden that we cannot bear, but with the trouble and the trial, he will make a way of escape that we will be able to bear it. Praise God. There are many avenues of deliverance that God has, but he is our deliverer here this morning. Praise God. I don't believe that God filled us with the Holy Ghost and washed our sins away in baptism so that we could be destroyed. I don't believe that he went to Calvary and went through the passion of Calvary and took the stripes on his back at the whipping post so that we would be destroyed and so that we would be sick. Amen. And so that we would go down and not go up. Praise God. I believe that the love of God, God is love. God is not a vindictive God. He is not a God of hate. Amen. The only thing that he hates is evil and sin. Praise God. And he came to set us free from that. But as we walk with him, there will be troubles. Amen. Many are the afflictions. The Lord delivereth them out of all their troubles. And that word troubles there means tightness. It means adversity or affliction. It means anguish or distress, or it means trouble. Amen. Quite a few different definitions there. But when we are in trouble, it seems like the devil has a lot of things in his arsenal. arsenal that he tries and he uses to cause trouble. If we look in the Old Testament, book of Daniel chapter 3, here we see an instance of this, and we're going to talk about it here for just a little bit. I know you know the story already. Daniel chapter 3, and starting with verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. Now this is the Nebuchadnezzar who thought he was king and was king in a governmental sense of the word, but he was not king of kings. He was just put in a position for a period of time. And this is the same Nebuchadnezzar who exalted himself and who said, look at my kingdom that I have made for my glory. And began to brag on himself and began to talk about high and lofty things. And all of a sudden, a voice from heaven said, it is brought down to you, O king. And he went and he was driven out of their sight. The Bible says that his hair grew like feathers and his fingers began to look like claws of a bird, and he crawled on all four and ate the grass of the field, woke up with the dew upon him, and if I look at it, it was seven times that passed over him, and a time in the scripture is a year. And so for 7 years he was out there, and when God gave him his mind back, I'll tell you what he began to do. He began to praise God. He began to extol the God of heaven and understood that the only way that we can walk before him is with a contrite spirit and with a humble spirit. But when we think that we are the king, or rather when the enemy comes along, he thinks he is the king of this earth. And he is filled with himself, he's filled with pride, and his only goal and reason for existence in his mind is to raise himself up above the stars of God. And to be like the Most High. And it's amazing to me that there are those here in history that thought they were kings, and they did things that were not pleasing to God. Just like when they Nebuchadnezzar's son, who saw all of these things, when he became king, his situation changed in his mind, and he thought he was a king, and he took all the vessels of gold and silver from the house of God, and they had a drunken party, and they thought that they could just do whatever they wanted to do and there would be no consequence. But I'm telling you here this morning, that's the spirit of the devil that's in our world today. Amen. And what we need to understand is that God wants to deliver us from that. Because of that spirit that's in our world today, we will see things rise up seemingly out of nowhere. Seemingly out of nowhere, a young boy was made the ruler of North Korea in our generation. And he thinks that he is a god. And the sole purpose of the entire state or the entire country is to feed him and to bless him. And if you get a little bit out of line, you'll be killed. It's really an example of a modern-day king that we read about in the scriptures. And we see these things rise up, and then we see them fall. We see those that rose up and started this ISIS group. And they said, we're going to take over the world. And they had a high calling in their mind. They thought they were kings, and they thought that they could do whatever they wanted to do. But today they're on the run, and they're almost almost non-existent. And the reason is because they did not have a foundation under them, and their iniquity was too heavy for their foundation, and it crumbled. Amen. I'm telling you today, don't worry about the things that are happening in our world. The young boy in North Korea is not going to stand. It's going to fall because the foundation is not strong enough to hold and support the iniquity that is going on in that country. Praise the Lord. And the same is true in our world today. There's only one strong foundation, and that is God and His deliverance for us. Praise God. It's the only foundation that we can stand on today is the Lord and the Word of God. And so the Bible says here, Daniel chapter 3, verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king. And while he was king in his mind, he came up with this grand idea. I'm going to make an image of gold. And we were down in Wichita yesterday, and we were looking at some of the golden things that have been made many, many, many hundreds of years ago. Jewelry and all sorts of gods that they had made, gods of wood and gods of stone that were hundreds and hundreds of years old. And that really pales in comparison to the image here. The image, its height was 70 cubits. It was very, very tall. And it was a image of solid gold. And Nebuchadnezzar thought, it says its height was 70 cubits, the breadth 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And then he said, we're going to have a decree that everybody's going to bow to this image that I have made, this God of this world, and you're going to have to bow to it. But praise God, there is always the opportunity for us to opt out of some things that are going on. Well, praise the Lord. I'm just going to opt out. I'm just not going to be involved. Amen. I'm just not going to go there because it does not have any foundation that will really bring me deliverance. It doesn't matter how tall the image was or how wide or how costly or how beautiful it was. That image did not have the power to deliver. That image did not have the power to bring joy. It was a symbol of rulership over people. It was a symbol of dictatorship over people. It was a symbol of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, and you're going to do what I say or else, and that's the voice of the devil. Amen. When we serve God, we can't serve God that way, folks. We cannot serve God and say, I've got to do this or else, and certainly we're going to face eternity one day. But I'm telling you this morning that we need to serve the Lord because He is a God that really delivers. He is a God who really hears and really does answer our prayers. Amen. And prayer is not an obsolete thing today, but there are times that things will rise up seemingly out of the ground. And they come because of that king, the prince of darkness that is in the earth today, the prince and power of the air. And he will just come up with new things and make an image of gold and say, now everybody's got to worship it and bow down to it. And it's amazing the amount of people that will actually go along with it. And they did. They went along with it. And everybody was bowing. And, of course, the end of it was, if you don't bow, you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. You know the story this morning. And there were 3 young Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And their Hebrew names were Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Those names pointed to the God of Israel and the deliverance of the God of Israel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were heathen names that were given to them by Nebuchadnezzar, and they had reference to their gods. And young person here this morning, I'm telling you, the devil wants to change your name. He wants to change your name from Holy Ghost filled, amen, to something that is out in the world. But the world is just temporary. It's just going to pass away. What we need to understand is what they understood. And when they were called before the king, you talk about pressure. And you talk about trouble, the definition that we gave of trouble here this morning. And it is tightness. It is adversity. It is affliction or distress. You could take the word DI off of that, and it would be the word stress. Don't tell me that those young boys were standing before the king and they weren't nervous and stressful. It wasn't that way at all. They felt the pressure of it, but somewhere in their heart, they had gotten a concept of living for God. Amen. They had gotten a concept that God loves me. Do you know, young person, that God loves you this morning? Do you really know that God cares about your life? He really does. And it may seem like he's a million miles away sometimes, but he is as near as the breath of his name. Amen. Jesus, the most beautiful name that I know. Amen. I'm not going to turn to the things of this world, not going to turn to the ways of this world, but we need to turn to God in the time of trouble. Amen. And the scripture tells us here in that scripture in Daniel, the last part of this, I believe it's verse 17. They said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, that's verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve, amen. Are we serving him this morning? He is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. So there's the word deliver. God is able. Somebody said that with me. God is able. God is able. And we might ought to say, my God is able. My God is able this morning to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Praise God. He said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. That's not verse 17, but I believe in verse 17. If you're there this morning, read it for me, Brother Fred.
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Well, praise God. That's an understanding of deliverance right there. That deliverance will come in this life, and if the Lord chooses not to, it will come in the life to come. Praise God. And my God is able to deliver this morning. My God is able to deliver from physical sickness. My God is able to deliver me from situations that rise up out of the ground. Amen. And I want to preach about it here this morning. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. We are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And these are not campfire stories. These are actual truths of people that were delivered by God, delivered in this life or delivered into the life to come. Praise God. And when you look at Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter of faith, there is no way that faith can come until we come up to trouble. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to finish here in just a few minutes, but I want to deliver what I feel here this morning. One spiritual lady said, she told her son, I saw it just the other day, and she said, "Son, you can't get up to the top of the mountain if it's smooth." Praise God. Think about that this morning. You can't get to the top of the mountain if it's smooth, because all you're going to do is get up a little bit and you're going to slide back down. The only way to get up to the top of the mountain is through the rough places, and those rough places give you a foothold, a foundation to understand that my God is able to help me all the way to the top. Praise God. The shepherds in the Middle Eastern countries, they will take their sheep to the mountain and let them feed there, and then they'll bring them down and bring them into the valley to eat there as well. And they do that twice a year, and they rotate so that the ground is not desolate. And they came to understand very quickly that the only way to get to the top of the mountain is through the valleys. That's the only way. And we can't get to the top of the mountain when it's smooth. We can't just take one gigantic leap and get to the top of the mountain. We have a high calling here this morning. Amen. And it takes more than just wishing your way to heaven. Praise God, but we can make it to the mountain. We can make it to the mountain. And the word afflictions, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That word there means adversity or affliction or calamity. Again, distress or harm or hurtful. Amen. And there's quite a few other definitions of it there. But whatever definition fits your situation this morning, my God is able. Let's stand together this morning. Let's stand together this morning. Praise God. Because walking by faith, when you walk by faith, you please God. Amen. And when you please God, God will be there to help you. Right. If we, being evil, give to our children what they ask for, amen, how much more will our Heavenly Father give us good things if we ask Him? Amen. Have you been asking the Lord? Amen. Have you been seeking the Lord? He hath done great things. How about that one? Do you know how great God is? All right. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to service tonight, communion service. Let's come at 6 o'clock for prayer, and let's seek the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. Amen. And let's partake and participate and look back to the place where He died for me, and understand, praise God, that He is with me. He will help me. He will be my deliverer today. Praise God. Let's just lift our hands and lift our voices right now. Can we do that? Lord, You're my deliverer today. You are my deliverer today. You are my healer today. I confess it with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. And I know that Your salvation will come to me in Your time. I'm leaning on You. I'm trusting in You. My confidence is in You today. My trust is in You. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus this morning, in the name of Jesus this morning, God is with us. If God be for us, somebody needs to say, God is for me. God is for me. Praise the Lord. God is for me. Can we say that this morning? God is for me. God is for me. Amen. He's just waiting for us to get to be on His side. Amen. To make that confession. If not, I'm going to serve You anyway. But I know that You're able. I know that You're able.